This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Eric Hessler, the attorney for the Policemen Association of New Orleans. Eric, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Noel.
Well, Eric, after a fairly long delay. We finally moved forward with the promotional ceremony the other day in the city at downtown, and folks finally were able to be promoted off the list. What is the mood of the department?
Well, I mean, overall, it's a very good thing to have occurred. It's really good that the process was shown to be although we don't agree with the process necessarily, it was shown to be implemented fairly, without bias by high-ranking officers, without any cheating. So of course, we're glad to see that. We're glad that these officers that did put themselves up for testing and for promotions were able to achieve what they set out to do. So it's certainly a good day for all of those officers. It's a good day for civil service and for the NOPD rank that was cleared of these terrible allegations that had no merit behind them whatsoever.
Eric, you made the comment that y'all don't necessarily agree with the entire process, and all processes has some frailties to same. What are your observations relative to that?
Well, we had always been a little bit concerned with having inside assessors, not necessarily because we believed that there would be any bias or anything else, but because just to avoid the appearance of such, especially in light of the history of the NOPD's promotions, where that's always been suspected oftentimes, we've been able to show that it was in fact something of those type of incidents that had occurred in the past. So we had always asked for outside assessors, and now I think the department is going to go in that direction, as they did for the second half, to try and redo the second half.
And is that a commitment that Chief Kirkpatrick has made, do you know?
She did. She made that during the interview sessions that we had prior to her accepting the superintendent's position. And it just didn't come through that way, I think, because the system was already in place that that had the inside assessors. But she went outside.
She inherited that, right?
Yes, correct. And that was approved by the DOJ. So that was the system we had. We did challenge it on these very same grounds, and we challenged it in federal court, and it was dismissed. And then, lo and behold, it does in fact end up happening. You know, the way it ended up happening and the source that it came from was different. In the past, it was usually against one or two individuals. But this time, the entire process was attacked, and it was attacked using allegations against high-ranking police officials, which thankfully was investigated and found to have no merit, no basis in fact.
So it seems as though for the first time, Chief Kirkpatrick makes these promotions, actually made some lateral moves as well. And it seems that she is forming the upper echelon of the NOPD to her liking, and this is really kind of the first opportunity that she's had to do so.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's going to be a little different than it has been in the past. I think it's going to be a little more structured like other departments around the country. But she's still in the process of doing that.
My gut, you would know better, tells me that she still has the confidence of the rank and file of the department. Your thoughts?
I would agree with that. She, when she came and addressed the promotional candidates and told them that that the mayor had believed that there was some bias in the process and maybe even some cheating that came up, she admitted to the officers and to the promotional candidates that this is where it's coming from and this is the reasons. I don't think we ever would have had that in the past with other chiefs. They would have simply just said, it's not the time for promotions, or we don't need promotions at this time. But this, you know, I think she, my opinion is that she was just being honest, and we appreciate that, and that goes a long way with these officers when you want to gain their loyalty and their trust.
Well, especially when there's political intrusion, right? Which there's no other way to call it. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah, and that's what. I've always said this, you know, I think the police officers are more afraid of being harmed by political interference than they are in a physical encounter on the street with a suspect. Because they can't combat the political stuff, or it's very hard to do so. We try all the time. And in this case, I think we did come out on top.
Yeah, they're not trained to do so, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, but it's a sad commentary. Hopefully this puts that issue to rest.
I would like to think so. I would love to think so. You know, no process or system is going to be perfect and flawless. But, you know, there's a way to do things and there's a way to not do things. And oftentimes the promotional system went with the latter and did it in a way that was never quite accepted and never quite inspired confidence among those that were in the promotion system.
I was one that didn't worry too much about morale. It's good that it's high. I get the sense that the morale is pretty solid inside the department today. True or not?
I would say so. Yeah, it's we have a good morale throughout the rank and file, and I'm sure you can remember, not too long ago, we were not well off at all. We had people leaving in droves. We had leadership problems, and I think we've rounded that corner, and we're we're on the upswing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What has been the reaction as it relates to entering the next phase of the consent decree as was approved by Judge Susie Morgan?
I think there's high confidence of the leadership that they will get it done and get it done properly. I mean, they've been doing this, they've been running the department and under the consent decree mandates for going on almost 12 years now. And it's worked where it needed to work. In some areas where we didn't quite probably need it, it's still implemented. I don't think anybody's going to try and change anything in that regard. And the officers that pretty much the whole department that we have now, I would say 85% of them have come on and have never done police work under anything but the consent decree.
Obviously, as a result of the successes of the Super Bowl, the Mardi Gras now has a CR1 rating as well, the special event assessment rating by the federal authorities. Do you find that there's a, a newfound competency level when we think about threat assessments and things of that nature, obviously on the heels of January 1st. You know, until you have a recent incident or otherwise, sometimes I find that we get on cruise controls, you know, and a lot of details slip through the cracks. That's not a criticism. It's just kind of the way things obviously work. My sense is that there's this newfound attention to detail along those lines. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that January 1st terror attack was it was eye-opening. I don't think anybody that was out there that morning will ever forget that. And it shows what complacency and just hoping that, you know, that everything's worked in the past, that keep working. There's always room for improvement. It's terrible that your weaknesses have to be found and exploited in that manner before everybody says, you know, that we need to raise our game. But I definitely believe that you'll never be able to stop all of those things, but you can make it harder for them to accomplish it. Somebody to accomplish such a thing. And I think they'll get that. I think that's going to stay with us for a long, long time.
What's the chatter in the aftermath of Super Bowl? Most people are singing the praises of the NOPD, the leadership, the level of cooperation, collaboration with federal, state, and local agencies as well. Most folks, on a scale of 1 to 10, say it was either, a 9 or a 10. What is the chatter amongst the rank and file?
Well, I think they would consider it a 10. They worked long and hard, knowing that they had to. And they got a very, very brief rest before they're back to the grind with Mardi Gras. But, they'll get it done. They always have. The collaboration of other departments and other agencies has always been there, but probably none so much than now, and hopefully that will stick around, and everything around here will become safe, not only for special events, but for the average everyday citizen that lives and works in the city.
Yep. Final thoughts?
I think that the NOPD is on the right track. The leadership is responsive to the officers. And I'm just really officers. I'm glad that they their morale is good. They're happy to come to work, and they're usually pretty. They're pretty young. A lot of them are young, but a really good group of guys and girls that we have. And I think the future, it looks good for the NOPD if they let the leadership do the leading.
That just means you're getting old, Eric. They're not young. You're just getting old.
That's true too. But I like my view from here better than I did back in the 80s and 90s.
No doubt. Eric Hessler, attorney for the Policemen's Association in New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time, your insight. Have a safe Mardi Gras.
Thank you. Y'all too.
We'll be right back, folks. We'll visit with Steve Yates, Senior Research Fellow, Heritage Foundation, and former Deputy National Security Advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney. We'll talk about European leaders gathering for an emergency meeting after President Trump says they're not included on the talks with President Vladimir Putin. We'll be right back.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.